It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15 and 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Okay, everyone, and welcome to, you ready for this? The 1 year anniversary of the Mark Lloyd Show. How about that? The 1 year anniversary, and we can't thank everybody enough out there for supporting us throughout the year right here on Freedom 93 FM in Tallahassee. So let's get the crew in right away to give them a big congrats as well. Signal Bill, congrats on the 1 year anniversary, and Terminus Eric.
Thank you very much. We're glad to be here with you today, and looking back, it's been a fun year, and we're looking forward to another great year ahead.
I'm shocked. What'd you say?
I said, let's pop some bottles.
Pop some bottles. You know what, some of the
water bottles.
We knew the water bottles. We knew the young guy would have like a hip phrase for us. Pop some bottles. Isn't that a song, Terminus? Wasn't that a popular song, popping bottles or something? No.
Yeah, Lil Wayne, Championship Bottles or something like that.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that, but there you go. We're even more out of touch, Seminole Bill, but that's okay.
Yes.
Hey, folks, we got a great show for you today. A lot of stuff to talk about with the NBA draft, with Florida State college football odds, all kinds of fun things to talk about on our 1 year anniversary show. Plus, coming up July 3rd, we have the huge McCullough Fun Fest that Terminus Eric and Seminole Bill are going to be at as celebrity guest hosts, so make sure you come up to them, shake their hand, get an autograph, and let them thank you for always listening to the show. And you can get more information about the McCullough Fun Fest at www.wakullafunfest.com, or, you know, if you want some information or whatever the case is, info@wakullafunfest.com, or call them at 877-738-3681. Right, Seminole Bill? You guys excited about that?
Oh, man, we're ready to go. It's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely
excellent.
Ready to go for that.
Excellent. Okay, so in the news right now, it just came out the other day, and Seminole Bill, you and I were talking about this. The freshman quarterback, DeAndre Johnson, for Florida State, gets suspended. You know, there's speculation about what he did, but he's been suspended from the team. All right, that's never good. I get it. But good Lord. It leads on every website. It did. Every sports website from ESPN, which ESPN is just going to have a field day with this, because they make stuff up about Florida State even when nothing's going on. So now when they actually have something, they're just going to drop the hammer on them. They're probably, ESPN will send like 7 reporters down there to go through every single thing about a kid that just got on campus at Florida State. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's the media frenzy will build. You know, we're, like we said, we're already idling toward the beginning of this new college football season. So anything that's, you know, cannon fodder, so to speak, will be in the mix. And of course, FFU is always on the radar with media because we just like to make headlines, whether it's on the field or off.
And, you know, they made the headlines with it, which I personally – think it's not a headline for the national landscape. It's a headline in Tallahassee. It might be a headline, you know, in Georgia and Florida. But for it to be across the whole country and every single reporter reporting on it, it just kind of blows my mind. It's like, really, you guys have nothing to do?
Well,
but let that,
you
that
know,
lead?
Mark, it's that type of year, you know, a dirt time of year. But just to give you just a little, you know, kick in the ribs, if you will, you know, while we're all down, USA Today just, you know, cited that Clemson kicker Ammon Lekip is suspended indefinitely. So you got a QB and a kicker in the ACC in trouble. So
yeah, you're absolutely right. There you go. When it comes to that. Now, I always try to look at everything on the positive side, Simlo Bill. And so all I said to you and my brother, two FSU alumni, is that guess what? 10 years ago, this would not have been reported because 10 years ago, Florida State was irrelevant on the national, on the college football landscape. So when you become great again, like the Noles are, this is what comes with it. You become relevant no matter what you do. If a guy gets a C on a test, it might get reported. If anything that happens, the spotlight is on Florida State, you know, Alabama, LSU, Southern Cal, Ohio State, Michigan, you know, the programs that are out there that are the big ones. I shouldn't say Michigan because they're not any good right now. But those big boys out there, the spotlight will always be on them. And speaking, I just mentioned Alabama, Somerville, and we didn't have a chance to talk about this last week, but I think it is so awesome that Florida State has gone out and scheduled Alabama, and I tip my hat to Bama too. 2017, they'll kick off the 2017 college football year, Florida State against Alabama, and that is fantastic.
Yes, sir. You know, that will be a fun date again. We've had one of those not too long ago in Jacksonville. Now I think this one's going to be up in Atlanta, if I'm correct on that. We'll check the site. But, you know, I grew up on Tide football, and so they stay pretty close to my heart, even though that's the SEC mega team. But, you know, my dad and I will have a great day when that happens, and, you know, look forward to that game. That'll be a lot of fun. Great battle. By that time, you know, we should be heavily reestablished with whoever's rolling through here, and Bama's always a machine, so it'll be a great time. I wish we could get at some point. I would love to see us go there and them come here just for the heck of it, but hard to get that.
You're right. It is hard to get that. It shouldn't be hard to get that because Florida State seems to do it all the time. And even Alabama does it too. You know, so it shouldn't be hard, but I guess the money's at the neutral site, et cetera. And what's interesting is 2017, both teams will have five-star quarterbacks starting for them because Malik Henry will be starting for Florida State under the assumption that they're as good as it is. And Blake Barnett will be starting for Alabama, their five-star kid that's coming in this year. Malik Henry comes in next year for Florida State, so it should make for an interesting game. Now, sticking with the Noles, and we're talking about what a great game this Alabama and Florida State game will be, and speaking of greatness, a former Seminole will have his number retired, number 55, Marvin Shadetree Jones is going to have his number retired this year, and boy, arguably the greatest linebacker ever to play at Florida State, and top five greatest linebacker ever to play college football.
Yeah, he puts the B in beast. Just amazing. Monster hits. You know, it's like some guys hit you and knock you down. When Marvin hit you, it shook you and the ground. He was just, I mean.
He knocked the soul out of you.
You didn't get up happy. You didn't get up wanting to go back in your huddle. You got up wanting to head to the bench, if you got up at all.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, boy could hit.
An all-around good guy. You know, you and I were talking is that he's always been a solid Florida State player. Yeah. He was a good NFL player. Really, his career was cut short due to injuries, even though he fought through them. And he had a decent career. I don't know. What did he play? 6, 7, 8 years, something like that in the NFL, most of them for the Jets. I don't really recall if he played for anybody else other than the Jets. But just a good guy. And he did Florida State proud. And it's good to hear alumni like yourself that appreciate that. Am I right?
Oh yeah. I mean, you still got in the vision in your head. And I know you remember the lick. Whoever I can't remember the gentleman on Miami, but after he got hit like he got hit, that was one of the best form tackle poster shots I've ever seen. Marvin, you know, juiced some guy during the Miami game back in the 90s. And boy, that thing is just seared in my mind. I can see it right now without even having to pull it up on the computer. It's just one of them licks you don't forget.
Let me ask you a question. I'm putting you on the spot here, Simlo. Yeah. I'm challenging your Florida State knowledge. Who was the linebacking core? Was it Jones? Carruthers? Was Carruthers there with Jones?
That sounds about
right. I think so, because Jones graduated when, in 92? He went into the NFL draft?
Yeah.
Or not graduated, but went into the draft.
Right,
he wasn't there for the national championship in 93.
No.
Derek Brooks was there.
Right,
Brooks was a true freshman in Marvin Jones' last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's correct. He went to the Jets in 93. That was his first year. So he missed out on the championship. But he was, I mean, that core, I'm trying to remember, 90 to 92 would have been that year for him.
Kirk Carruthers.
Yeah,
was there.
I'm trying to remember. It seems like Kirk was there because I remember around that same time is when LSU finally came to Tallahassee. The one time we got him here, we just blew him away, and Kirk was involved in that melee on the sideline with LSU that broke out that last hit of the game, basically. Crazy. I remember stuff like that, but it was just, you know, then of course LSU abruptly said, "We're not playing anymore." Sam Pell went home.
like many SEC teams did. They said, "Well, we can't afford to go on the road. We got to have 12
home games
each year."
Yeah,
right. Because we can't. Yes, but we have $100 million in the bank, but we need $110 million.
But you can come over here and play anytime you want to.
Absolutely, because we got to sell tickets. It's the only way we're going to survive. Well, same with college football, Seminole Bill. What is really cool is that Vegas just put out the college football odds on the over-unders on how many wins and losses each team will have. So I have that list, and I want you to comment on some of the big boys that I have when we come back on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the one-year anniversary here of the Mark Lloyd Show. Don't go anywhere.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor. And they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Seminole Bill.
And Terminus Eric.
Are you ready for Wakulla Fun Fest?
Wakulla Fun Fest?
Yeah, Wakulla Fun Fest. You know, the big shindig down off 319 in Crawfordville in Hudson Park?
Yeah, it kicks off Friday, July 3rd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
They'll have a variety of food trucks, arts and craft vendors, a kid zone with fun activities, an Arctic chill zone. Now that's a lot of fun festing.
Yeah, and admission is free.
Don't forget the entertainment. Local and regional bands during the day with a featured act to close things out during the evening. Terminus, do you know what time it is? It's time to head to Wakulla Fun Fest. Wakulla's premier event starts Friday, July 3rd from 11 a.m. till dark in Hudson Park off 319 in Crawfordville. Food and fun for everyone. Join me, Seminole Bill,
and Terminus Eric
from the Mark Lloyd Show with our good friends from Freedom 93 FM and all our wonderful sponsors and vendors. Check out WakullaFunFest.com. That's WakullaFunFest.com. Join us at FunFest.
Hey, y'all. In Wakulla County, we stay at the Magnuson Hotel Wildwood Inn because they sponsor FunFest.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back, everyone, to the one-year anniversary of the Mark Lloyd Show. We are happy that you stuck with us this past year, right here on Freedom 93. Each and every Saturday morning, our times have varied a little bit, right, Somerville? I mean, we come on at we have like a 10 o'clock hour. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We come on a little later.
A little bit later, but we're early birds now.
That's right. And we are coming up. We still have our entertainment segment. We have our water check and our fitness tip later on in the show. And as excited as we are about our one-year anniversary, we're just as excited about the Wakulla Fun Fest that's coming up July 3rd, where Terminus Eric, our very own Terminus Eric and Seminole Bill will be celebrity guest hosts at this fun event. It kicks off July 3rd. at 11 a.m., and it's at Hudson Park. And here's what I love, Seminoleville. And I know you work hand-in-hand with the promoter and everything like that. Admission is free, which I think is so awesome. So you show up. If you choose to spend money on food and anything else and games and stuff, that's fine. But knowing that you don't have to spend anything possibly, that you can come in and enjoy yourself and bring your family with free admission. So I think that's really that's a nice touch.
Cool. Yeah, we like to do that. That's the way we roll around here, man. We want people there. Come on out, celebrate, yeah. Enjoy it. So we'll talk more about that in a little bit.
That's right. And also coming up, you'll announce one of the big acts that are going to be there too, right?
You got to hear about these guys.
That's right. So we'll be doing that a little bit later on in the show. Before we went to break, I said that Las Vegas put out the win totals for college football teams. And I wanted to go over a few of them with Seminoleville and get a stock on it, as well as mine. The highest win-loss total out there is Ohio State. They have the over-under on wins at 11. Wow. So, Seminoleville, top of your head, will they go over or under 11 wins?
Over or under 11 wins. Wow. I think they're actually dead on them. I think they're dead on that number. I think Ohio State's going to have a good year. Again, they should with all those stud quarterbacks.
I don't see how they can go under. And the reason I say that, Bill, is that with the regular season, then if you have a good regular season, which they will, you play in the Big Ten championship game. That's another game. And then from there, you have the possibility of playing in the playoff, which would be possibly two games, or you at least go to a bowl game, which is another chance to win. So it's like regardless, for the most part, how many games are in the regular season? 10, right? 10?
I think 11. I think 11 to 12, depending
on
your schedule. These days, it's changed a bit.
It does, but I think that's a great opportunity to set that over, and so does Vegas, because even if you bet the over, you're still minus 165. So if you bet the over, you have to bet 165 to win 100. How about this one? Notre Dame's at 9 wins.
Yeah, geez.
Now, that's a tough one. See, I don't know about them. Who knows?
I think they do. I actually think they will get 9 wins this year. I do, even without Everett. I do. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah,
okay.
I do. Yeah.
All right. Let me find another big-time school. Alabama. What do you think Alabama's at?
Maybe 10. 10 win season.
No, that's a solid guess. They're at 9.5.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. So they have Alabama at 9.5. They have the sorry Florida Gators at 7. They have Auburn at 8.5. Over under on the wins. LSU over and under 8.5. Ole Miss over and under 8.5. Interesting one of how much credit now they're giving Tennessee. Tennessee comes in at 8. You know, that's a team on the rise. There's no doubt about it. How about the Florida State Seminoles, Bill? What do you think the over under is?
I don't think they're going to give us much this year. I think our over under is probably close to 9.
9.5. Good guess. 9.5 for the Noles. How about the Miami Hurricanes? What do you think their total is?
7.5.
No, it's less.
Oh, my goodness.
6.
Oof.
Yeah. 6. Duke is at 7. They're at 6.
Wow. I mean, I remember that's saying something about the old ACC. Duke used to be Duke in basketball, you know, but the best thing about Duke's name, other than the basketball team, used to be the Mayo. I mean, Duke's,
very good.
I think that's Duke. Anyway.
here's some others real quick. You don't have to count how this run through them. Baylor's at 10, so they're pretty much the second highest team. Also, TCU's at 10. The Longhorns are at 6. Oklahoma is at 8.5 over-under on their wins. In the Big Ten, we already mentioned Ohio State's at 11.5. What are they? Michigan's at 7.5 with Jim Harbaugh. Penn State's at 8. Wisconsin's at 9.5. Pac-12, let's see, and then we'll move on. What is Southern Cal at? 9. They got USC at 9. That's it. Wow. Oregon comes in at 9.5, no longer no Marcus Mariota. So that's interesting. Oregon loses Mariota, Florida State loses Winston, they both come in at 9.5. But here's what I find interesting. So they got Florida State at 9.5 and Oregon at 9.5, yet nobody predicts either one of them to be in the playoffs. But they throw Alabama in the playoffs at 9.5.
I've seen a few people, Oregon wavering on getting in there, which I think is interesting, just like you said. Yeah, but of course, Bama's coming out of that wonderful, vaunted SEC West again, so, you know.
Hmm. Which Seminole Bill, very thank you very much for the nice segue there, because this leads me to, let's get up on our soapbox. There's room enough for both of us up there.
Are you sure about that?
I saw a headline. Yeah, okay. You keep on training and drinking your water. There's plenty of room for both of us. I saw a headline today. SEC West. This is on one of the major sites. I don't know if it might be Stuart Mandel, one of the big-time college football reporters, so it's not some blog that nobody ever goes to. But it says SEC West is so deep it could ruin the league's playoff chance. And I laughed, Seminole Bill. I just laughed because they already have a built-in excuse when it comes to their division. This is the same division now. Let me point out a couple facts to you. This is the same division that last year said was the greatest division in the world, yet they ended up 2-5 in bowl games and 0-3 in the actual New Year's games. This was the greatest division ever. Remember? That's all we kept on hearing. It's the deepest, best,
oh my gosh,
division ever. And they get absolutely pummeled in the bowl games against inferior talents and inferior teams based on what we've been brainwashed to think. So I love the marketing machine is already firing, and it's only in June, Seminole Bill.
They're already revving up the engines, man. Hey, you got to have something thrown out there, and someone served them up a nice pitch. So they'll take that ball and run with it again. Why wouldn't you, you know?
Of course. You have to take that and run with it. I mean, Arkansas and Mississippi State, Alabama and Auburn, it's just, I don't know. It always frustrates me a little bit when it comes to seeing those headlines. Not a little bit, a lot, I would say. They see those headlines, and they already give them an excuse. So now if they exceed that and they play well, I'm just curious, what's the spin if Alabama goes undefeated? That they're the greatest team ever to play in college football because they're coming out of the conference? Do you dog the rest of the conference the way anybody else gets dogged? If Ohio State goes undefeated, it's because the Big Ten is no good. If Florida State goes undefeated, it's because the ACC is no good. If Southern Cal goes undefeated, it's because, well, the rest of the Pac-12 wasn't as good as we thought they were. That's always the narrative that gets played throughout.
Yeah.
But when Bama or an SEC team goes undefeated, it's just, wow, man, what a hard road. I can't believe they've done that. And that's just the way it always happens. So,
well, you know, the rich get richer, the mighty get mightier, and, you know, the show and the beat goes on. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
you know, keep it going.
You're right. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. They're smart when it comes to that. All right, Seminole, let's switch gears a little bit because we need to get to this, and that is the NBA draft took place this past week. And no, we don't talk a lot of NBA. We mainly talk about college and the NFL, and that's what this show is all about. But the draft happened, and I found a couple things curious. First of all, I think they said 13 freshmen were taken in the first round, so it's the most ever. So the NBA continues to get younger and younger, and the dice gets continued to be rolled on hoping that these guys develop, which some do and a lot don't. And that's just the way it goes. But what I found interesting is I think Kentucky had six players drafted. Kentucky's six players that were drafted, most of them were freshmen. I counted for 85.7% of the team's points last year.
Wow.
So John Calipari is bringing back people that only amassed 15% of the scoring. The bottom line is Calipari goes out there and he gets 6 or 10 one-and-dones every year, it seems. And that's his team. They're all five stars. Now, they're all extremely talented. And there's such a contrast, like, in college basketball, unlike any other sport. Nothing even comes close to this because of their one-and-done rule that they're allowed to do that. So there's such stark contrast of a Kentucky team that loses all their players, and now he has, once again, the number one recruiting class coming in. Several or five or six five-star guys will show up on campus, and then Calipari's formula is I have to develop these guys to play together, not necessarily develop their skills, but develop chemistry on the team for us to make another run at a college basketball championship. And just before I get to the other point, Somerville, man, that seems that, yes, you got five-star guys coming in, but, man, that's got to be a tough job to get them all to play together, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, think about it. It's like kind of a when you have an all-star team coming in. You know, you know all the guys have – they have the pedigree. They've shown it at that lower level. Now you're bringing them in, and you've got these young guys – and I mean, you know, just out of high school, you know, McDonald's All-Americans, whatever they might be, they just expect to come in and play right away, as you know, as a, basically start. And I guess this past year he had pretty much a two deep rotation, you know, basically should have, you know, fielded two teams against
ten,
each other.
Two,
you know?
two 5-star teams, two
right.
McDonald's All-American basketball teams that played at Kentucky. Basically, you're right, Somerville.
That's just nuts. I mean, I don't know what you can compare that to in terms of the machinery there, but what a job he does year in, year out. And it's got to be difficult. It's got to be difficult, like you just said, you know, to be able to – you made a good point, Mark. The pressure on that guy, all he does, he's going to have the great guys, you know, but just the, what I mean by the job he does, getting those guys year in, year out to come there knowing that's what they want. They want to just get in there, get the spotlight, and they can walk out of there because of that rule with, you know, nothing else but a year or two in their rear view, and they're NBA ready. Supposedly.
Exactly. Very good. Wait up. It's almost like you're you had the ending credits there, and just to protect yourself with the supposedly they're ready to go. And that's got to be quite the challenge, and that's his formula that they use at Kentucky right now. And on the flip side, I'm trying to think about, like, last year, a team like Wisconsin, who doesn't get all the five-star kids. Maybe they get several three-star kids, but their staff has no choice, just like most of college basketball, has no choice but to develop the talent. And then, usually, if you did a good job developing that talent, when those kids are juniors, and even more importantly, seniors, it seems like that's when they make the run. That's when they make the run. And you see lots of times, even though Wisconsin's not a Cinderella team, but sometimes these other teams that are the Cinderella teams that march through, no pun intended, March Madness, is guys that have played together for 4 years. So their chemistry is unmatched. And they know what everybody's thinking. Now, they have talent, obviously, but you get the chemistry together. And I'm curious, something about what is harder to do, in your opinion? Is it harder to develop the talent, or is it harder to coach the great talent for 1 year, knowing that, hey, I want to play. I need to showcase my skills for the NBA because I'm gone after this year. What do you think is a bigger challenge?
That's a good question.
That's a one-year anniversary tough question.
Yeah, you don't throw me any softballs, do you?
No,
you're grooving
never.
Them in there 85, 89, 90 mile an hour. Okay, well,
yes.
I would say if it were – I would say probably realistically, if you're a coach at any other university, let's just – I mean, you know, Duke is a good example. They tend to keep their guys for several years, more often than losing them, you know, quickly to the NBA. Krzyzewski's developed a system where, and because of the coach he is, and he's got all the credentials, you see a lot of his players get, you know, going through, you know, almost to the end of the, you know, end of their careers, you know, full tilt. But a lot of them come in and can still play early, freshmen and sophomores. And he, look at the job he does getting to the quarterfinals, winning it. You know, I think as great as Calipari is, I still say Krzyzewski has the formula in my mind. I mean, that's the guy you point to me as he builds that team throughout the year, just like Wisconsin did with their guys. I would much rather have the guys longer because, hey, I get to work with these guys, and, you know, now, you know, my third year in, we should have a really good basketball team if all my guys are clicking, you know?
You know what? I think you brought up, actually, you opened my eyes to something when you mentioned Coach K, and we got to take a break. But before we do, That is true. What Coach K has done at Duke is he's done a nice mix. He's bringing in the one and dones, but also right. though he's bringing in the four-star kid that is staying there 2 or 3 years to go along with the one and done. Calipari is bringing in 5 and 6 one and dones every time. Where Coach K brings in a Jabari Parker who stays 1 year. You know what I mean? But he's mixed in with these other 4 and 3 star kids that are very good, and he's developing them to play along with the superstar, just like this past year with Okafor. You know, he's one and done. But he's been there mixed with other guys that are on the basketball team that have stayed there for 2 and 3 years, and that seems to be the trend for him. All right, Simba Bill, we got to take a break on our one-year anniversary show. When we come back, though, I'm dying to know if Simba Bill thinks he could hit a Nolan Ryan fastball. We'll explain on the other side of the break. Stay with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
This is Seminole Bill.
And Terminus Eric.
Are you ready for Wakulla Fun Fest?
Wakulla Fun Fest?
Yeah, Wakulla Fun Fest. You know, the big shindig down off 319 in Crawfordville in Hudson Park?
Yeah, it kicks off Friday, July 3rd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
They'll have a variety of food trucks, arts and craft vendors, a kid zone with fun activities, an Arctic chill zone. Now that's a lot of fun festing.
Yeah, and admission is free.
Don't forget the entertainment. Local and regional bands during the day with a featured act to close things out during the evening. Terminus, do you know what time it is? It's time to head to Wakulla Fun Fest. Wakulla's premier event starts Friday, July 3rd from 11 a.m. till dark in Hudson Park off 319 in Crawfordville. Food and fun for everyone. Join me, Seminole Bill,
and Terminus Eric
from The Mark Lloyd Show with our good friends from Freedom 93 FM and all our wonderful sponsors and vendors. Check out WakullaFunFest.com. That's WakullaFunFest.com. Join us at FunFest.
Hey, y'all. In Wakulla County, we stay at the Magnuson Hotel Wildwood Inn because they sponsor FunFest.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Terminus Eric is in the house along with Seminole Bill and myself, Mark Lloyd. It's our one-year anniversary show right here on Freedom 93 FM in Tallahassee. And we want to thank everybody for making this past year extremely special for all of us by listening each and every week, by chiming in, and by just supporting us. So we do thank you for that. And we want to make sure that everybody goes out and supports what we'll call the Fun Fest, the first of its kind out there. And because our two celebrities here, Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric, will be there. So go up, shake their hand, say hi, do all that stuff. You can also, I was just looking before we get to what I wanted to talk about, on 319, I think, is where the billboard is at. But you got to check out the billboard. That's more information if you're driving around or whatever like that. Check out the billboard. It's really sweet. Talks about the Wakulla Fun Fest coming July 3rd. And it is a nice billboard. I personally, though, I wish there was a huge picture of your head, Seminole Bill, and Terminus Eric's head right there in the middle. But they said that's not happening, right?
No, we don't want to scare people away. You know,
the promoter said that's not going to happen.
Maybe if it was you on there, you know,
no,
we might
I think
draw.
They would have said that's not going. No, they would have said that's not going to happen either.
No,
so.
No, I think you and the Rock or something like that would have been kind of cool. You know, the Rock.
That
might have
helped out if you include, you know, only the biggest movie star in the world.
Yeah,
that could have helped out.
That connection worked for you. Did you tell them the Rock says you have to be at What Color Fun Fest? That worked. Everybody comes, right?
Yes,
so,
that would work. That is for sure. And, you know, Somerville, good segue once again, man. You're becoming a master at that. Is that speaking of, you know, superstars or movie stars or just megastars in general, I was watching a commercial the other day, and I don't even recall what it was for, but Dwayne Wade was in it, the Miami Heat basketball player. And it was something like, hey, you know, here's your chance to experience something and play against Dwayne Wade. It was something to do with that. And it made me think, and I kind of smiled to my, put a smile on my face because I thought to myself, Mark, who would you like to play against in their sport? Not in a live game, but just would you like to go out there and pitch against this player? Or bat against that pitcher, or try to tackle that person, or catch a pass from that quarterback, or play goalie against this particular hockey player, you know, or go one or play a game of horse against this particular NBA player. And I was thinking, I was like, gosh, I wonder, you know what, that is a good question. I wonder who. And the first person I thought about, Somerville, and I teased it before we went to break, was, wouldn't it be interesting to be in the batter's box, how scary would it be if Nolan Ryan is on the mound and he's throwing 100 miles an hour at you, that big old dude? That I don't know if I'd like to face that, but boy, that's intriguing.
I'd like to draw a box behind the box, and I, you know, where I can reach out with a rake and stay back that far and watch. You know, it's kind of like when you're coming up maybe in the batter circle. You can kind of get an idea, but as you get closer, you know, it's like you hear the Star Wars death theme playing, and you're like, do I really want to get – I'm not crowding the plate on Nolan, that's for sure. You know, he already established
sure.
I'm not going to crowd the plate on Nolan and hope he juices it right down the middle just one too many times that I can maybe bunt and I get on.
Bunt,
you
know? I like that. Yeah, forget the hit.
If you can bunt the ball, you can get it out of the infield. Get out of infield,
there's a chance they could go over the wall at certain
stadiums. That's right.
Stadium.
That's right.
Okay, but
about it.
All right, how about this? You're a former pitcher. Who would you like to throw? You get a few cracks at him to throw some heat. What baseball player did you really like? If I said you could pick anybody, who would you like to have pitched against just to see if you could get them out and see what happens?
You know, that's a good question. I got several, but I mean, you know, of course.
Give me several. No more than three. Give me three.
No more than three. Derek Jeter, obviously, you know, he's one of those guys you just want to face. Great, great competitor.
I'd
love to face someone like Derek. Would have loved to, you know, even though he's getting the bad PR now, but grew up loving Pete, just a pure hitter.
Pete Rose.
I would love to throw against Pete. And – this one's tough, but probably Mickey Mantle. You know,
really, Mickey Mantle.
Yeah. Mickey Mantle was another Yankee, but just because of the status, you know, him or Maris, one of the old guys. I'd like to sample, you
different
know,
eras.
In different eras.
I like that. Different eras. Okay, I thought of this when it came to football. And I got a kick out of it because you know Emmitt Smith and everything. And I thought, I wonder if Somerville would have liked to have tried to play linebacker and tackle an Emmitt Smith. Would that have been kind of cool to say, hey, I tackled Emmitt?
I had a famous cousin that I, you know, still to this day have not met, a third cousin named Leroy Jordan, who was an all-time great for the Dallas Cowboys. Another 55, by the way. That was one of those mammoth linebackers, but, yeah, related, you know, through here and there. But the bottom line is, I watch him do it. But am I personally going to – I mean, all I can think of is I go in, I put my head out a little bit like they taught us back in the day to, you know.
And that's all you remember, right?
Yeah,
and then
all you see is cleats and your feet up in the air, and you're on your back going, what was that thing that just hit me? I don't know, what was that, a truck?
No, that's what I was thinking. And then I thought of Emmett because of you, but then I thought, man, how scary would it have been to try to tackle like Earl Campbell?
You just hit it. Emmett was actually probably a little bit more polite in his hits. He'll still hit you. But Earl Campbell, oh no, I'm getting out of the way. I'm sorry, even if I was, 6'2", Olay, Earl, go right on by, baby. That's those guys just live to crunch. And I like my body too much, unfortunately.
What do they call it? He would de-cleat you?
De-cleat, he would cockroach you, which is probably a better term. He makes
very good. I've never heard the cockroach thing.
Yeah, he makes
one last one.
Sick.
One last one, and we got to go to break. But okay, your former scholarship on tennis also, so big tennis player.
Loved it.
All right.
Yeah.
Who would you have liked to have faced their serve, or them faced your serve, or just volley with, or play? I don't want to say a match, but I want to keep it short and sweet. Give me two tennis players, a man, a male, and a female. And then we got to go to break. But tell me, who is that?
McEnroe, by far. John McEnroe.
Really? He was your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely. And female, probably Everett Lloyd, just for the nostalgia.
Chrissy?
Great,
yeah.
Great player.
Yeah, it's funny because that's weird. All that's in my mind is he's going to either going to choose Chrissy or he's going to choose Martina, who both played in the same era.
Right.
So I guess maybe that's what I was thinking. Okay. All right. When we come back, we have our water check. Hopefully, Terminus is hydrated and ready to go for the July 3rd Wakulla Fun Fest. And also, we have our fitness tip to get Terminus and some of the build ready for the Fun Fest. And then, of course, our entertainment segment. All that coming up right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
This is Seminole Bill.
And Terminus Eric.
Are you ready for Wakulla Fun Fest?
Wakulla Fun Fest?
Yeah, Wakulla Fun Fest. You know, the big shindig down off 319 in Crawfordville in Hudson Park?
Yeah, it kicks off Friday, July 3rd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
They'll have a variety of food trucks, arts and craft vendors, a kids zone with fun activities, an Arctic chill zone. Now that's a lot of fun festing.
Yeah, and admission is free.
Don't forget the entertainment. Local and regional bands during the day with a featured act to close things out during the evening. Terminus, do you know what time it is? It's time to head to Wakulla Fun Fest. Wakulla's premier event starts Friday, July 3rd from 11 a.m. till dark in Hudson Park off 319 in Crawfordville. Food and fun for everyone. Join me, Seminole Bill,
and Terminus Eric
from the Mark Lloyd Show with our good friends from Freedom 93 FM and all our wonderful sponsors and vendors. Check out WakullaFunFest.com. That's WakullaFunFest.com. Join us at FunFest.
Hey, y'all. In Wakulla County, we stay at the Magnuson Hotel Wildwood Inn because they sponsor FunFest.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Welcome back to the one-year anniversary of the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 in Tallahassee. Thanks for hanging with us. Time now for our fitness tip, because we try to keep everybody healthy, and this is kind of a bodybuilder tip, Seminole Bill. I did this one strictly for you because you used to really pump the iron back in the day, and this is all about – this is for old-school bodybuilders such as yourself, and this is about the squat. So this is important, though. You need to put the bar high up on your traps, and you will take a narrow stance. This is from Muscle Fitness. This will force your knees over your toes, which I didn't think was a good thing, but I guess it is, and allow your torso to stay upright, leading to a more quad-dominant exercise. And they want to point this out. While the squat variation is more quad-dominant, your glutes and hamstrings will still get a good workout, assuming you squat below parallel. So there you go, sort of a little old-school pumping iron thing just for you. How about that?
I appreciate that. That reminded me of back in the day, you know, doing the old squat.
That's right.
Thing. Keep your head up, you know.
Yeah. Stare at the ceiling. Find a spot
That's
on
it.
The ceiling and stare at it. Okay, time now, though, for maybe the most important week ever for the water check leading into next week's McCall Fun Fest. So water check time. I am at 78 ounces, so I'm down from last week. For today, but that's okay. I'm still at a strong 78 ounces. Summer Bill, where are you at?
You know, I've had to drink a lot of water. A lot of water because I've been
Lord.
Talking a lot.
Oh, Lord.
I got you today, my friend. 79.
On the one-year anniversary, I finally beat my year-long streak of winning the water check comes to an end on this day. But
well,
you know what? From you at 40 ounces to now pushing down 79 ounces of water, which obviously moves the energy throughout your body, helps burn fat, and does all kinds of good things. So you're at 79. Turn this, Eric.
Not as high as you guys, but I'm up there today. I had to do it big for the one-year anniversary. I'm at 62.
How about that? 62 ounces for – you know what, some of the bill, it took us a year, but we're finally getting through to the young man.
Yeah, he's getting his stuff together. And you know what, Mark? Like you say, every dog has his day. I may just have one in a year, but I'll relish this moment for the
you
rest
should.
Of this year. It's the only time that I've been able to even get close to the water check with Mr. Lloyd.
Yeah, and you know what? You can now – you have bragging rights, which is always a big deal. So you can now say that you're on a winning streak.
Oh.
And that's always a good thing. Now, if anybody asks, the number of wins is irrelevant. But,
no,
you know.
No,
so
you
I'm
know.
51,
I'm
51 and 1 right now.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not touting the record around, you know.
Exactly. So I'm 51 and 1. But that's okay. Okay, time now for our entertainment segment. We really, there's no particular show or movie that we're keeping tabs on right now because all of our shows basically ended. We're looking forward to either Homeland or Fear of the Walking Dead or Walking Dead to come back to really promote, you know, our entertainment segment, which is what we always do. But there's always movies coming out. So we'll comment on those when they become appropriate. But right now, our focus is really on Terminus Eric and Seminole Bill. Kind of, you know, it's nice. It's kind of like a one-year anniversary, and it's our first Mark Lloyd show being a part of a live event, which is something that we've strived for. And it's finally coming to fruition at the McCullough Fun Fest where Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric will be out there as celebrity guest hosts. It takes place July 3rd at Hudson Park. Festivities kick off around 11 a.m. It goes all the way to the dark. All kinds of fun things, kids zones, you know, food trucks. So it's going to be a good time for everybody. It's free to get in. And now, Seminole Bill, did the promoter let you know? Can you now announce, you know, what – some of the entertainment that's going to be there? Is it okay or
yes.
What?
Yeah, they just released the other day. So we are going to announce on the show that your featured act will be
yes.
The Coal Mountain Band. These, you know, great country band out of North Georgia. They the people they've opened up and played ahead of is like a who's who. I mean, you're talking Jared Blake, Kelly Pickler, Maggie Ross, Blackberry Smoke, Gilbert, Randy Hauser, Tim McGraw. Yeah, I mean, you just keep reading. Pretty much anybody that's out there in country music will know these names. And these guys are hot. They're on the rise and a great, you know, great touring band to bring into this area, and they're excited about coming down here as well, and as they trek into Florida. So we look forward to having the guys from Coal Mountain Band there to close out the day, And we got some other entertainment lined up from what the promoter says. Ahead of that, some more local acts and stuff. It'll be a lot of fun. Y'all need to come on down and see us, meet us, greet us. You know, the whole crew will be down. You know, you got, you know, Seminole Bill, Thomas, Eric, you know, will be there for the Mark Lloyd Show. And, of course, BK, the piano man. You've got from Freedom Rally 3. And of course, our buddies over there with the Pirate Hunter, you know, Will Dance.
That's
and
fun.
Junior. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. You know,
yeah.
Kick things off and have a great time and get in the habit of showing up with us and being there for these every other Friday events.
That's right. So I went to the website, and it looks like that this is the inaugural one. This is the kickoff, July 3rd. But then it runs, what, every couple weeks? There should be another we'll call a fun fest at Hudson Park. Am I correct?
Yeah. That's the goal. We're gonna see what happens on the first one, but the plan is, you know, we want to be there every other Friday, and so we're asking everyone to come out there, support the event, you know, whether you're participating or whether you're just coming out to have a good time, show up and, you know, and show people that you want this thing there, and that's gonna happen.
Well, that's really nice, because it is something for everybody, and we've only had really a couple weeks to really talk about it, and this is our last chance before Saturday. You know, we'll air again on July 4th.
Right.
You know, so
right.
This is our last chance to really talk about it. So there's going to be a kids zone. So if you have a kid, Seminole Bill, lots to do for the kids in the kids zone. So they're going to be entertained too, and that's always important for us parents out there.
Right. We got that going on. We've got Keith Lawson Company, one of the local AC heating, and they do all kind of things. Big company here in the area. They're going to sponsor the Arctic Cool Zone, and that's going to be a lot of fun, because it's a place where everybody can go into an area, sit down, relax, eat, cool off. If they've been running around, the kids will be going crazy and having fun. So mom and dad and the kids can chill in the Cool Zone with Keith Lawson Companies. Refreshment Services, Pepsi is going to be down there. They're bringing the Pepsi Challenge and stocking some things out there for us as well. The food trucks that you mentioned already, you know, are we're very blessed so far. The response has been great in the limited time we've had to really push this, but we've got some great things going on and some more ahead. And we just look forward to having everybody down there with us and having a great time right there. We call it Wakulla style, if you will, and for Wakulla County. This is a great, great event, and we look forward to having the people in Wakulla and in Tallahassee come down and celebrate with us.
Now, similar bill, food is important to you, me, and Terminus Eric. So
yes.
Here's my question. At the food truck, is there any particular food item that you've always enjoyed at festivals like this that experienced? That I know there's a bunch, but there's a one in particular that you're like, you know, man, I can't wait to sink my teeth into.
Oh, I mean,
that.
I don't know.
All right, we're running out of time. We got to close out the 1 year anniversary.
I can't tell you one. I just know the, you know, meat on a stick or chicken is always fun, you know, to me, just trying the different varieties of stuff down there. And there'll be a variety of items down there for people to enjoy, and we look forward to, as it grows, to having more. Man, it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, everybody, make sure you check out the Wakulla Fun Fest Friday, July 3rd at Hudson Park. Admission is free. That's going to do it for the 1 year anniversary show of the Mark Lloyd Show. We'd like to thank you, as well as Seminole Bill, Terminus Eric. I'm Mark Lloyd. We'll see you at the Wakulla Fun Fest this coming Friday, July 3rd. Take care, everybody.